That's what happens. Okay. Let's get through. Let's see what we do. Being a man, wanting to be the masculine energy, what should be done if intense feelings continue for a prolonged period of time, a couple of months? You go to a meeting, you share it at a stag, you talk with your sponsor, and if all of those do not work, then you say to your woman, I have some feelings that have been welling up inside of me that may not be very pleasant. Are you up for listening? And if she says, God willing, she says, yeah, I can listen to it. As long as you don't ask me to solve it, I'll listen to it. I'll help you clarify your mind. Well, what do you think? What do you want to do about it? Remember, gentlemen, if you want to be respected, don't dump your garbage on us. Don't dump it on us. Because then we see you as a little boy and we're your mommy and we want to get in and fix you. If you have bad feelings, go get them fixed by the other guys or the sponsors or the other program members. Remember, we got to make it with our own sex before we make it to the opposite sex. Can a masculine man be feeling oriented as well as left as I am left-handed? You're absolutely right. People, ladies, if you're going with a left-handed man, if you're going with a left-handed man, you are neurologically identical to each other. It is most important that you, woman, that you pick your side so that he can be the opposite. I feel this. What do you think? I feel that. What do you think? I feel this. What do you not want? What do you want? You see what I'm saying? Take your position because both of you will be bumping into each other if you're not careful. It is now 22, okay? What about the left-handed man? Mine won't express anything, and our only good times are in bed. A man will share his feelings as soon as he's safe with you. Dear ladies, here's a message from me to you. Men may not talk about how they feel, but they demonstrate it. They do things. If you give them credit for all the little things they do, you will see very quickly that they love you. Getting them to verbalize is a woman's game.
This is the end of side one.
Okay, watch this. How many women in the room? She has difficult... Watch. She said she let him in too fast. He now loves her and he's committed to her. And what does she feel? Fear. How many women in the room, when he really loves you, not like the jerk that you had before that was using and abusing you, when he really loves you, you feel like you're being smothered. Blech. You want to know what that is, ladies? That is your fear of giving up your independent ways. When a woman relates to a man, she gives up her independence. When a man relates to a woman, he gives up his irresponsibility. When he's committed to your protection, love, when you're able to receive and give back, you are now committed like a woman. But most of us, alcoholic, addictive, cocaine women, don't want to receive because we feel we owe them and we don't like the dependency, right? That means we're uncommittable. You're allowed to change your mind. You know what you need? Do you know how you change your mind? Number one, do you want to be this man's woman? No, is that yes? Do you want to be this man's woman? All right, are you willing to follow him unless he's immoral or unethical? See, we don't get to nitpick him. How many women lost him because he said 3, you said 4, he said it was Tuesday, you said it was Monday, he said Aunt Harriet was there, you said she wasn't there, and you got to fight for the principle, right? Listen to me. If you give yourself to a man, follow him, respect him, be there, yes, please, and thank you. Only fight him over moral and ethical issues. For the sake of the relationship, shut up. Got it? Okay, the women in the room, get your hands up. I promise, on my honor, if I choose him, I will respect him, his thoughts, his opinions, his suggestions, as long as they're moral and ethical, I'll do it his way. So help me God. Wait a minute. What? The man who doesn't want to commit. I'm going to tell you something. Do you know the reason men don't want to commit? Because we ladies don't require it. I got news for you. If they had to say something before they got in, they'd say it. There are so many masculine women giving so many feminine men everything they want without an agreement. They don't have to commit. They don't have to. Anybody know the story of the ladies of Troy? The ladies of Troy, you know, in the war, the Trojan War? The ladies of Troy got tired of the war, and they said, "Fellas, if you don't cut out this stupid war, you can't get home, you can't get in, you can't get fed, you can't get nothing." How long did the war last? It didn't. Uncommittable men are uncommittable because they're with women that are uncommittable. That we women carry the spiritual anchor. That we're the ones that say no. It is normal for a man to be polygamous. Normal. There is no such thing as a man who really physically wants to be monogamous. Right, men? Men, by their nature, physically, would like as many women as they can take care of, physically, mentally, and emotionally. That is the way God built them. We are built to become bonded monogamously. But if we are so head trippy that we let them in without a commitment, who's responsible for that one? All the ladies in the room, one more time. I promise, on my honor, never to give anything to able-bodied men, especially money and sex, unless I get my commitment to longevity, continuity, and sexual exclusivity first. Got it? How many of you men realize that you will marry the woman that you idealize? That you are hoping that the woman you want loves herself better than you. You are hoping that she has the guts to stand up and not give you what you're whining for, because you know that for the woman you marry, she's got to be an ideal. She's got to be virtuous, because if you got in easy, he'll get in easy. Yes or no? You got it? Are we getting it? All right. Now, did they like it that way? No. All right. Let's see what we can do. How do you get more info about all of this? Okay. How do you get more info? If you're in Orange County, L.A., come and see. I do it all the time. God willing, I have attracted into my life publicists, agents, and all kinds of people. If everything goes well, I'm going to have my own television show, my own stuff. I mean, and that's, you know, I consider, this is what really is interesting. You know, it's very funny, because when I came into the program, I was really a sick cookie. I mean, seriously, mentally and emotionally ill. And I just puttered along, and I've got my license and did all my stuff, and I've been a therapist for 17 years now. And people have come, and they said, "Gee, you should be on this and that." And I want you to know something. I practice my business by the 12 traditions, and I practice my life by attraction, not promotion. And people have come into my space who, if God wills it, will take me to a world-class level. And I'm really honored by that particular thing. But the most important thing, for me anyway, is to be invited to come down here and to do things like this for my fellow compulsive personalities. And I want you to know, it is such a joy for me to be able to do this. Oh, I'm not going to get... What happens with the people that get... are ambidextrous. Ambidextrous. Listen to this. An ambidextrous man is considered left-handed. He can think and feel. An ambidextrous woman is more feminine. She can think and feel more than her sisters. But for women and left-handed men, they're the same. Right-handed men think or feel. That's the way it is, ladies. What? Right-handed men think or feel. That's the reason. Ladies, watch this. You're with a left-handed man thinks and feels. Women can... Or. Listen to me, ladies. When a man is approaching you sexually, he's approaching you intellectually, knowing before he even touches you whether he's committable or not. Men know before they come near you. If they can get into your body based on feeling good, and you didn't require them to be responsible, like longevity, continuity, and exclusivity, you had given them the feminine sensu as part of the relationship, but you never asked them to talk. And remember, right-handed men can separate their thoughts from their feelings. They have a wonderful time playing with you, but that doesn't mean they're committed. And they don't commit from their right-handed side. They commit from left-handed. I know I want a woman, I want to be committed to a woman, and I'm asking you to join me. That's how it starts and works. Is a year of sobriety necessary for a good relationship? For a good relationship, you need to learn certain principles. The ones I've given you, if you're not sober a year, will give you an edge that you may not have had in the program. If you had not gotten this information, then a year of sobriety is almost necessary because of the fact that as both sides of your personality come up, the feminine and the masculine, it's generally so overwhelming for a year that you really have to get used to it. The feelings come up in a woman and a man starts knowing that he's got to go out and make a living and be responsible. So if you've got this information, take a risk and see what you can do with it. But follow what I'm saying. This, by the way, is on tape. Take it. Listen to it. Use it. Or test it and see how it doesn't work. What? What? Okay. You know what? Sex is never good. Making love is where it's at. Generally speaking, you know if sex is going to be good if you can dance with them, right? Go dance with them. Is there such a thing as a healthy one-night stand sex thing? How do you know? Yes, listen to me. It is possible if you are truly sober, you're used to having feelings, you're used to being responsible, and you have decided to get your ashes hauled at the conference. The only thing that you must do is to make certain the partner you're with is sober a year, and here's what the agreement is. But if you have sex with somebody less than a year sober, and you do not verbalize what you're doing, you are doing something very dangerous for you and for their sobriety. Yes. Is it possible for a man to... Can somebody repeat? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Remember, if a man... generally speaking, if your man goes back and forth, it's because his feelings swamp him. Ladies, if your man goes into his feminine when he's aiming towards the altar, stand very quietly. The problem with many women in the program is when a man vacillates between his thoughts and his feelings. Well, that's it. You're out. You're done. It can take a man up to 8 weeks to gel. It can take him. When he goes away, mark the calendar and watch what he does for 8 weeks. If he's still gone at the end of 8 weeks, he's gone. But during the 8 weeks, don't start a new relationship. Don't get laid by somebody else, because he could take up to 8 weeks when he goes away to decide to come back. And when he comes back, the first thing he's going to ask you is, have you been to bed with somebody else? So don't go. Don't go. Give him 8 weeks. Yes. He may come back, but don't count on it. After 8 weeks, what? I understand. He may come back after. I'm only telling you. He did. That's what I mean. I heard he came back. That's a brand new relationship. Don't let him in without the contract. But if you, listen, if you were once talking about getting married, the next time he comes back, the ring has got to be on the finger before you go to bed. Do you hear that? The ante goes up. Okay, here's what you got to do. Right foot over left. Can you do it? Did you hear what I said? Stop having sex until you get that ring, because if you keep giving him back the old relationship, he'll never be forced to the next level. If he leaves you after he's committed to you, the next time he comes back, there has to be a higher ante. Ring. Let me see. I'm going to see. Okay. Oh, here we go. In my first 5 years of sobriety, I was totally in the masculine energy. I'm now 10 years sober, and I'm mostly a feminine energy. But when vulnerable, I instantly resort to my masculine side. How can you talk about that? I don't need to talk about that. If it's a woman, all you got to do is shut your mouth. You can do little or no damage with your mouth shut. I can love a man completely, but forever love a friendship, yet have no sexual attraction to him. Hey, people, chemistry is not negotiable. I can't make it, you can't make it. It's either there or it isn't. And it doesn't matter. It's a, we don't know why, but it's the way it is. So if there's no sexual chemistry, please. Marriage is not for friends. We live too long. Marriage is for lovers. The only reason we can stay married to somebody for the length of time that we might have a chance to is because the sex keeps us together. So don't marry your friend. I don't care how nice they are. It's not going to work unless you are absolutely, I don't know. Therefore, I would never establish married prospect. Blah, blah, blah. My romantic sexual attraction are to men who can't meet my emotional needs. When and how do I bring the two together? What action do I take? Well, this is a lady who apparently doesn't realize that when she goes after a man, he can't meet her emotional needs. What she's saying is, I want the all-encompassing man, the man who's feminine and masculine. Your best bet is to realize, if you're going to be the feminine, you meet his emotional needs. If you're the masculine, he meets yours. But I'll bet you 2-1 that this is a woman who wants to be the woman who's attracted to men that are also the women. And so there's nobody giving at home. Okay? Somebody's got to give. How can I be the Al-Anon type and the compulsive type? I haven't brought the two together. You can't. I was fascinated by the one I want, and they aren't with me. Or they're fascinated with me, and I'm not with them. I truly can't be both. Isn't that being whole? Can't I switch back and forth? You sure can switch back and forth, but I suggest you have a real patient sponsor or a lot of therapy money, because you're going to need it. Okay? Let's do a last one. Where is my little friend who's closing the meeting? Where is she? Okay. When the man is not the alcoholic and the woman is sober and he is a taker and me a giver, how do I handle this? Same way. If he's a good lay and you want to give, that's probably going to work. What she's saying is she's sober, which means she's a masculine woman coming into her logic, and he's a taker. He's not a taker. You're a giver. Men can't take. Nobody can take from you. You gave to him. What is the best way to regain trust and confidence in your relationship? First of all, I don't like the word trust. Faith. Have faith. Have faith in your ability to handle the crud that they bring you. Please do not trust human beings. We are not trustworthy. This business of trusting people, forget about trust. Have faith in yourself to handle what they do. Then you can march out. I got to trust you to relate to you. No, you don't. Trustworthiness is what you look back on when you're way out there. Trust when you look forward is something you trust in God and nothing else. The only energy that we can trust is God's love for us and his acceptance of us and the process of the life on the planet here, our sobriety. Do not trust people. Have faith in yourself to handle them when they're not trustworthy. Then you can have a relationship. How can I learn better to communicate better with my partner? Buy the tape, buy the book, listen, and do. How do you learn to love the one you're with? By knowing what you want and what you don't want and committing. How do you change from the masculine to the feminine? I'm the female. Shut your mouth, don't ask for what you want, find out what they want, find out what they think, see how you feel, and say no to things you don't feel good about. That's bottom line. You want to come up? I'm going to keep, while you're walking up, you walk up and I'll keep answering them. How does a left-handed woman get more in touch with her feminine? Left-handed women are like all women, feeling-centered. Are the two ever compatible, masculine, masculine, feminine, and feminine? Masculine and masculine is what goes to work. Feminine and feminine is what goes to a party. But when you get married and have a relationship, I got somebody going to work and somebody creating a party, because that's what it's all about. Okay? Thank you.